180 degrees. New direction.
Good morning, Postal Podcast audience. I know normally you hear Kenneth Hodge, your branch president, on this end, but and he'll be here. He is here, as a matter of fact. But I've got a few questions for him. And in fact, we would love if you, the audience, have any more questions and let us know in any way, shape, or form. So good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning to my podcast audience, Local 304. As always, Ohio Valley, Kentucky, Anna, and of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, and how are we doing today, Jane?
I'm great, and I'm so glad to be here because, you know, we've had these questions that we've kind of put out there. I've asked them of you over the months, several months that you've been campaigning, and I don't know, we just keep putting them aside. So now we're starting from scratch again, and I hope you don't mind, but I have a couple questions.
I'm here for you. Fire away.
All right. My first question is, when did you realize that you were interested in becoming the local president of the Local 304, and why after that? So when did you realize that, and what kind of threw you into tossing your hat into the ring?
Well, I realized that about 9 months after I was elected branch president, apparently there were some continuous differences of opinion between myself and the current local president. And rather than continue to work on them so we keep a united union, he decided to just move me far to the left and allow me to have no participation in the union outside of receiving my monthly check.
Well, I realize that, you know, it's kind of a sore thumb, and you've always kind of mentioned how you're trying to put it aside, but at the same time, that's kind of where it began, when you had issues at the local level, and I want to say something about that. You know, when there's like the battle that you've had, that's typical. Isn't this typical? When there's an election going on, and especially now that since you've been running, isn't it typical for you to have a reason? And isn't that what threw you into running, is because of the problems that you were having?
Well, again, that's 98% of it. And again, I feel I'm a very competent union branch president, and I also felt if they did me, and not they, if the local headquarters did me in this manner, I can imagine what they do to other people. So, yes, I was very, very unsatisfied with our local headquarters and the manner in which the local president dealt with me. And I saw that now I have to become a student of the contract, more of a student of the Constitution. And I began to realize that the more they attempted to, give me a black eye, for lack of a better word, the more they attempted to discredit my name, the more I realized that the local headquarters is really not on top of contract negotiations as one would think. So again, they initiated a "Let's Make Ken Hodge Disappear" silent campaign, but because I have to constantly fight, it makes me stay inside of the rules and regulation that governs our union. And as I began to apply those rules, it became apparent that your headquarters is not as sharp as most people think, and it's just time for a change. Some of the issues.
And I guess that's the second part of that question is, you were thrown into this, propelled into this, because there were issues and you didn't like how, and you had some time because they took away so many of your responsibilities. But anyway, and why then when you, after realizing that you were going to run, what was your biggest reason? What did you want to change?
I want to change the mindset. I want to change the perception. I want to change how Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky views our local union. And I got to say, I think if you took a poll, you'd find that most people pay union dues and they expect nothing from their union because they are so set on or so used to getting nothing. Now, and let me say, when I say getting nothing, I'm not at all trying to say that Local 304 has done absolutely zero good things for the branch offices. That would be crazy. But what I'm saying is there's so much more that can be done and that should be done. But with the current leadership, I don't think they have the vision. They don't understand the vision, so they can't get it done.
Well, that's kind of my second question is, first of all, how many union members are there?
In Local 304, there's approximately 2,500.
2,500. And how many members are there? I mean, how many people work in those?
There's 2,500 members. You mean, what's our headquarters? We've got 2,500 members. And our headquarters consists of a president, vice president, and a treasurer. Those are the top three positions. Then you've got a recording secretary.
So, anyway, that 2,500 members, what changes do you, especially the people that have been in there for a while, what will they see and notice under your leadership?
One thing they're going to see and notice under my leadership, and again, I can't change it overnight. Over a couple of nights, I'm going to change it. But one thing they're going to see is when I come into your office for my annual visits or my quarterly visits, you know, there's a mandate that a local president has to come in offices so many times and send that report to National. Well, see, I'm going to far exceed that. And I'm pretty certain, when I come to your office, it's usually probably, I'm going to say at least 2 days. See, I don't want to just come in and say hello. I want to come in and see what you're doing and ensure that the guidelines that are set at our local level are being followed inside the branch offices.
Okay,
so I'm going to be very active and very present.
Okay, so I have another question. So you were in West Palm Beach, Florida. You were a mail handler there. You're a mail handler in Ohio. So how do people in Kentucky and Indiana get to know you and understand who you are?
That's an excellent question. I couldn't have wrote that better myself. But listen, Indiana and Kentucky, I live on mass media because I understand that their mail handlers in those two states that may not follow the campaign as close or may not have heard the name Kenneth Hodge 180 degree new direction as much, but I try to campaign on mass media.
Okay, so now once you become local president, then how will you make sure that they know who you are? What will be a regular Kenny Hodge move in the mail handler business of the Local 304?
Well, one, they're going to know because of the way I negotiate with current management, plant managers, district managers. Again, my stance on contract compliant is pretty solid. It's very solid. And that's the only bargaining tool we have, contract compliance. I am a firm believer, and this kind of explains my whole platform. I am a firm believer that once a contract is hammered out at the national level for the post office and the national level for the union, that's the rule and guide that we're going to go by. If it changes, it changes. But I am of the impression that if there is anything in our contract that doesn't make sense, then we have to have it clarified. We need to get it clarified. But the contract as a working document all officers in Local 304, all stewards in Local 304 will understand that is not to be renegotiated at the local or the branch level. That contract is that contract, and that will be the document that we move forward from. And anybody, and I do say this, these are the people that are not interested in being a part of what we do. And those people are people who do not believe that our contract is a working and valid document. Everybody else is welcome. But if you're not going to believe that that's going to be the ruling guide that we use, then 180 degrees is not a platform you want to be a part of. And believe me when I say, I want every mail handler to be a part of this new direction. Did that answer your question?
Yes, that answered my question. Now, now we'll get together soon again, and I think I thank you for letting me come on and ask these questions. I got a couple more from this session, but we ran out of time. So I'm Jane, and thank you, Kenneth Hodge.
Thank you. Remember, when you get your ballot, just remember, it's not a complicated process. It's definitely not a chessboard. The selection is very simple. There's only one candidate that's going to redefine, reconfirm, reinvigorate, motivate Local 304, and that candidate is Kenneth Hodge. And I ask that you support Kenneth Hodge in 180-degree new direction in this upcoming campaign, because you're going to love the way 180 degrees new direction leads. Kenneth Hodge, Columbus, Ohio, Vice President, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Please support Kenneth Hodge and William Kirkland, 180 degrees, new direction. Let's bring new leadership to our area.